If you count yourself as a supporter of Hillary Clinton, how many Donald Trump supporters do you know? Or flip that coin, you support Donald Trump for president? How many Clinton supporters do you know? Those questions led Bill Chopic to undertake a recently published national study. Bill Chopic's an assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University. Bill, what prompted your study?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the political and ideological divisions that we see in our nation. And a lot of us sort of get in disagreements every day, and we thought maybe living around people that we disagree with might affect how we approach relationships more generally.
So really, what was the question that you were asking, and you were, as you surveyed nearly 20,000 people?
Our question was mostly, how does living among politically dissimilar people affect your close relationships? So what we had people do is report on their political orientation, so how liberal or conservative are you? And then we linked where they live to their congressional voting records in their districts. And our question was, when there's this mismatch, how do people report on the quality of their relationships, their friendships, their romantic relationships?
What's the conclusion? What did you find?
Yeah, so what we found is that people who live in these discordant communities, so a Hillary supporter, like a liberal person living among a bunch of conservatives, or a conservative Donald Trump supporter living among a bunch of liberals, they report a difficulty forming close relationships, and they actually have a harder time taking other people's perspectives. And these are just the perspectives of their friends and their family and people they presumably like. So that was probably the more interesting finding of the study.
So I want to be clear, being around people who think differently from you can actually hurt your ability to accept other points of view?
Yeah, exactly.
That seems counterintuitive. Somehow I'd like to think, well, we'll talk it out over the backyard fence and we'll kind of come to understanding. That's not what you found, is it?
No, exactly the opposite. So, yeah, we'd like to think that being exposed to a lot of different perspectives would help us sort of compromise and, change our own viewpoints. But in fact, it's only really pushing us further away from each other.
Do you think this is what we're seeing, Bill, for instance, when you see Trump supporters and, facing off against Clinton or Sanders supporters the way we've seen over the primary season, at a Trump rally? Is this what's going on?
Yeah, I definitely think so. So a lot of people are sort of defining their political identities with respect to who they're against. And, in some cases, we've seen that they're really violently and really strongly against the other side. So, yeah, Hillary Clinton supporters and Donald Trump supporters are really siloing themselves off, and they're in these sort of chambers where they don't let different information in, and as a result, they sort of become more extreme in their own values.
So by being around people who think like us, we get less conflict, we feel better, but what price are we paying as a nation?
Well, it's definitely a major price, and that's sort of how we concluded the paper, was that on one hand, you might say, well, just move to the bubble where you can be around people that you know and like and always agree with, and that might make you happier, but then ultimately that might pay a larger price at the societal level. So it hurts our ability to compromise, especially if we never speak to anyone we disagree with. And that's sort of the larger societal problem that we're going to have to deal with moving forward.
I don't think anyone will have too much trouble identifying the symptoms of that and what that is like. And it sounds like we can silo ourselves in more than one way. We can do it geographically, but certainly in cyberspace, it's so easy just to be among your own kind.
Yeah, definitely. I was speaking to a friend this weekend, and he said he was complaining about an uncle that held very different views than him. And I think he said, I swear if he posts one more thing about, this issue, I won't tell you what it is.
Right, right.
I'm just going to unfriend him or block him or stop following. And, in a lot of ways, we do that. We take a different route to work. We unfriend these people on Facebook. And all of it's meant to sort of create this sort of safe environment where we never have to disagree with anyone.
Well, now, is there anything you think, as a since you are a professor of psychology, let's talk a little about psychology, Bill. Is there anything that we can do to reduce that sense of discomfort when we are confronted with people who don't think the way we do? So if I'm a Trump supporter and I'm living next door, or I'm related to a Hillary supporter, are there things we can do to get along better?
Yeah, I think identifying the issues on which you do agree. So there is actually a lot of common ground, but people don't really go through the effort of identifying that. So Hillary Clinton supporters and Trump supporters, they often agree on the problems facing the country, the economy, national security. These are sort of all issues that are very important to people. But the fact that they rely on different values is where they sort of go astray. So sort of trying to explicitly take another person's perspective and sort of reach for the common ground on a lot of issues will be a good starting point. Who knows if that'll actually work, but
I don't hear a lot of hope in your voice.
That's the best guess. No, I'm optimistic, but, you know, during elections, it gets particularly divisive. So, you know, we'll see in the upcoming months if that's possible.
Bill Chopic is an assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University. He's the co-author of a national study recently published in the journal Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.